Retirement anxiety behind a single pay stub. Lao Zhou is 58 years old, a logistics supervisor at a state-owned enterprise in Shanghai. In the spring of 2026, he received his monthly pay slip as usual, about 6,800 yuan in hand after deductions, with pension and medical insurance taken out. That night he stared at the numbers for a long time and suddenly wondered, "When I retire at 60, how much will I actually receive each month? I have paid Social Security for more than 30 years, but when it comes to calculating my pension, I have no sense of certainty at all," Lao Zhou later told his daughter, with a vague emptiness in his voice. He had saved some money, but had never treated retirement income as a system to be designed in advance. His daughter helped him search on her phone and a term popped up, the three pillars. Lao Zhou was even more confused. "Isn't the pension just the money the state sends? Why pillars?" His generation mostly treats the retirement pension as a single source, and only when they really do the math do they discover the gap is far larger than imagined. Lao Zhou's confusion is extremely common. According to public data from the Ministry of Human Resources and Social Security, basic pension coverage is already very broad, but broad coverage does not mean enough to live on. Many people only seriously ask themselves, near retirement, whether the money they receive can sustain their current standard of living. This article uses the three-pillar model to break it down clearly. It is not a slogan, but a blueprint you can build from. Once you understand the structure, you know which block of your retirement income foundation is missing. The three-pillar model: who actually supports your old age? The term three pillars originated in the World Bank's 1994 report, Averting the Old Age Crisis. It divides a country's retirement income into three pillars. The first is the state-backed basic pension, the second is the employer-provided occupational or enterprise annuity, and the third is the personal pension you and your family save yourselves. "I used to think retirement depended entirely on the state. Later I realized the state only provides a floor, not comfort," Lao Zhou said after reading the model, a plain truth. The core logic is simple. The first pillar keeps you above the poverty line, the second adds a layer of dignity, and the third is living the way you want. China launched its personal pension pilot in November 2022 and rolled it out nationwide in 2024, officially writing the third pillar into the national framework. Today's Chinese workers theoretically stand in a structure where all three pillars exist, except that for most people, the second and third are nearly empty. To understand the three pillars, change your perspective. Retirement income is not one sum of money, but a table. One pillar cannot hold the top, uneven pillars make it wobble. The next chapters take each pillar apart to see how much weight it can bear and what pitfalls exist. Remember one overall target. The commonly used replacement rate reference is about 70%. That is, the money in hand after retirement should ideally reach about 70% of pre-retirement wages, so quality of life does not drop off a cliff. The three pillars together aim at this line. Pillar 1, the floor logic of basic pension insurance. The first pillar is the familiar basic pension insurance, in two tracks, urban workers and urban rural residents. Its positioning is clear: broad coverage, basic protection. By 2023, national basic pension participants exceeded 1.06 billion, among the widest covered pension systems in the world. Magnitude Data, source, MHRSS Annual Statistical Bulletin. The pension deducted from my pay slip each month, 80% goes to the first pillar, Lao Zhou calculated. Worker pension contribution is roughly 16% from the employer and 8% from the individual, the individual part taken directly from wages. 15 years of payment is the minimum threshold: more paid, more received; longer paid, more received. But the word basic is key. The designed replacement rate target is about 59.2%, while the actual replacement rate many retirees receive floats around 45%, magnitude estimate, varying greatly by region and contribution base. In other words, relying only on the first pillar, the gap before and after retirement may be steeper than you think. Another feature of the first pillar is pay-as-you-go. Much of what today's workers pay is sent to the parents of others. This makes it highly dependent on demographics. When fewer pay and more receive, the pressure on this pillar rises, which is why the state encourages the second and third pillars to share the load. So view the first pillar with the right mindset. It is the most stable brick in the foundation, but not the whole table. Treat it as life-saving money is fine. Treat it as all of retirement easily produces Lao Zhou's emptiness. Pillar 2, the supplementary space of enterprise and occupational annuities. The second pillar is the extra money your employer saves for you, in two types, enterprise annuity, voluntary for private and state firms, and occupational annuity, mandatory for government and public institutions. Its role is to add a layer of dignity above the first pillar. Our company has an enterprise annuity, and I hardly paid attention to it before, said Lin Jia, a 35-year-old engineer at a manufacturing firm in Shenzhen, who first opened her annuity account last year and found the employer deposits a proportion of the payroll each month while she can also contribute. Enterprise annuity employer contribution caps at about 8% of payroll, individual not above 4%. But in reality, the second pillar covers a narrow band. By 2023, enterprise annuity participants were about 30 plus million workers, magnitude, source, MHRSS Bulletin, occupation.